is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by Ron's Electric Motors, Commonwealth Bank, Marlin Marine, Floral Fantasia, Fidelity Bank, Popeyes, Janae's Uniform Center, and Burger King.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. The Prime Minister, the competent authority, just finished speaking in the House of Assembly a few minutes ago to give a communication about the closure of the beaches on the holiday weekend, to announce that there are two more cases of COVID-19 now on Grand Bahama, after several months of no cases on Grand Bahama, and to also support the resolution, clearly, to extend the state of emergency through July 31st. I gotta tell you, at this point, I'm starting to be really concerned about the trajectory of our nation, given the Prime Minister's comments today. I'm starting to be afraid. I was concerned before. I'm now afraid, right? So it's shifted a level, right? I'm in phase two of my worry, and phase two has shifted to afraid. I think phase three would be what, panic? But I'm now afraid for what's going on, because that today was a whole lot of rambling, fear-mongering, non-scientific nonsense. Now, I know some of you out there like the Prime Minister, and you support the Prime Minister, all right? But as a sensible, ethical human being, it is your duty to be able to logically separate right from wrong, right? I like my wife. My wife can't do something that doesn't make sense for me or for our household, and I not speak up just because she's my wife and I want to support her. She likes me. If I do something that doesn't make sense, or I'm planning on doing something that doesn't make sense, she is not going to support me in it. She's going to say to me, I like you. I love you. I support you. I believe in your leadership. But what you are doing does not make sense. What you are doing is wrong. And that's what a sensible, caring, ethical person does when confronted with someone they support and like and care about and believe in, who is also in leadership, when they make bad choices. You may like your pastor and believe he is a man of God and he is anointed and his words have meaning and he is taking this church to a place that will glorify God and build our lives. But if your pastor makes a wrong decision, it is your duty to tell him you believe he is wrong. The Prime Minister is making bad decisions, and if you are the biggest FNM in the world, it's your duty to say that these things are wrong. That today made zero sense. And there's nobody who can make sense of it. So he says on Monday that the beaches are going to close. Why? Gives no reason. Brent Simonet wants him to explain himself. He does not today. He says there are two new cases of COVID-19 on Grand Bahama. So either he can tell the future or one has nothing to do with the other. So he says there are two new cases of COVID-19 on Grand Bahama. He does not say the ages of these people. He does not talk about their travel history. He does not talk about their nationality. He does not talk about anything, the gender, nothing. He just says they're not in hospital. So as of yesterday, we were at 104. Today, we're at 106 because the Ministry of Health didn't put out anything. So we know nothing about the two people in Grand Bahama. We know nothing about if they've returned or not. He goes on to talk about, well, first of all, he goes on to talk about how they used to swim in the oily water in Big Pond, where BEC used to dump the oil. And he went on with that for a long time. Then he started talking about immunizations and how immunizations are down because they were focused on COVID-19. I don't know whose fault it is that the Ministry of Health can't deal with both those things at the same time. And then he talks about, because of COVID-19 and the lack of being able to get immunized, if young people get sick, when you get pregnant, your baby could go blind. It just, all of it was nonsense. None of it made sense. All right? Now, he goes on and on and on. We don't know what the long-term effects of COVID-19 are. We don't know what could happen. Could be dementia. Could be this. Could be that. So because of his fear, the beaches and the parks are closed over the holiday weekend, but not the churches, not the gyms, not the restaurants, not the bars. You can still have a wedding with 30 people. You can still have a funeral with 30 people. You can still have gatherings at your home up to 20 people as long as you practice social distancing. So the only thing that they're shutting down are the beaches and the parks, because he specifically says that's when young people like to go gather at the beaches and the parks. Not that you could police it, nothing of the sort. He then goes on to talk about, during the resolution, why 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., because he says that's when young people like to party. They're partying now. Right? They're partying whenever they can get it in. They just shut down the quote-unquote bikini bar, right? They said there were 150 people in there. Cheetahs. I don't know what goes on in there. I've only heard discussions from some other people, right? Because I'm doing my meditation during that time. So it made no sense today, right? Maybe it made sense for you. So what we'll do, we'll continue from yesterday. If you can make it make sense for me, please do so. And I'm going to rank, if you say something really dumb, I'm going to rank it for you. And we'll have slots for the five dumbest things that people believe should make sense. But he's wrong, right? He opened the border, and ta-da, we got more COVID-19 cases. They're not doing mass testing, mind you. But the border's open. Boom. COVID-19 cases. Shocker. We're all shocked. He also made a plea to the tourists. If they say they love the Bahamas, then stay off the beach and help us with that. Tourists are probably going to go on the beach anyway. All right. So, no sense. We're also going to talk a bit about the National Review that Candia Dames wrote. And it's called Power Trip, Madness, Illogic, and Abuse of the Competent Authorities' Latest Dictate. They're now in the House plotting to sell us out, debating the resolution. Let me open the phone lines and we'll do your text. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796. I want to remind you that Floral Fantasia on Mount Royal Avenue is now fully reopened for walk-in and phone-in business, as well as pickups and deliveries. We offer a full array of floral arrangements, fresh and silk flowers, and gift baskets for all occasion and events. Visit the website, fantasiaflorist.com. Call today to place your order. Number 137 Mount Royal Avenue and Ludlow Street. The phone number is 328-8655, 328-8655. The WhatsApp number is 376-7313, 376-7313. That's Floral Fantasia on Mount Royal Avenue. All right, let's do it. I'm ready for it. Let's go. We got slots for the dumbest stuff. Let's do this. Let me hear the dumbness. Let's proceed. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing. I don't want to say nothing down. Okay?
Okay.
But listen here. You spoke about you and your children and you all went on the beach and all that. And I love when you speak about your kids. When I say I love your kids, mm-hmm. I mean when you speak about them.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. You said you went with your children.
Right.
Last week on the beach. Were there any police?
Not a single one.
Okay. Mr. McCartney, think about it, though. Okay? Because I went on the beach last week. Mm-hmm. And they had three of them there. Totally get up. I mean, in their own uniform,
uh-huh.
with the heat index at 109.
Right.
Okay? How is it? That's probably why when you went on the beach, you didn't find any there.
Right.
How is it that you want the police to police the beach at a heat index at 109 in their own uniform or their own gear?
They can wear shorts.
Why, huh?
They can wear shorts. I'm not tripping. Shorts and tennis like they do downtown.
I don't care what they wear, Mr. McCarthy. They have to wear their uniform, right?
Yeah.
You think they can wear a bikini?
No, they're going to wear the shorts and the short sleeve shirt like they do on the bikes.
Yeah. And then what? Just stay right there on the beach.
Patrol the beach. Up and down.
In a heat index of 109.
There's other people on
the
beach.
Which is the average that we had, by the way.
So why can they not be on the beach, but other people can be on the beach if it's a heat index of 109?
No, here's what I'm saying, though. Maybe the reason why the beaches are closed is because you can't find the police to do it. Because, listen, the laws of physics don't allow your body to do that, not to stay there. You can come there.
But aren't the police going to be at the beach keeping it closed anyway?
Well, I mean, in their nice air conditioning car to just leave you to say, if you coming there at the entrance, but to man people on the beach, right? If you let people on the beach, right? Because when I was at the beach, in the water there, there were 50 people and swimming up and down and frolicking and all of that. But on the actual beach in the sand, only about 10 of them was there.
Is the beach hotter than downtown where the police patrol?
Not if you're only standing up there to mind a beach. No, you downtown. You could go under John Bush, right? And you have a little shelter, right? But if you have to mind the beach, that means you have to be there, right? And you have to see that. Listen, y'all five.
So it's so. Let me help. Let me see if I'm getting what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Because it's hot, police can't get out of the car.
No, I'm saying here. Follow me now.
So, right? It's the same temperature all over Nassau.
Yes, sir.
Should they not get out of the car anywhere?
No, I'm saying to man the beach, right? You have to and make sure. Remember now. Dr. Minnis said no more than five to be gathered at any time.
Correct. So, right. Who's okay. Enforcing that now?
Pardon?
Who's enforcing that now? Today?
Well, I don't,
on the beach?
Well, the police is supposed to be enforcing that.
But it's hot, though.
It's hot.
Yeah,
here's what I'm saying. But you can understand, right? I'm on the police side, actually. You can understand why they can't do it because of the heat index. You can't go and say, well, okay, five. And then people in and out the water. The majority of people are in the water. Now, you got, and ain't nobody social distancing in the water, by the way. All right? You can't mind that. All right, those on shore, you have five of them. And then I know you. All right, so I leave five of us together. I know you, so I go over to you. You think the police could do all of that?
They should be able to. I don't see any reason why not.
Oh, come on. And the heat index and your full gear and the heat index of 109?
I mean, last I checked, they just wear a shirt and shorts downtown. I don't know.
Yeah, but Mr. McCartney on the beach. You go and you only wear. You wear your shirt and your pants, and you all dress up. You have to be in your gear as a police because we have to recognize you. I don't care if you're on the bike or wherever. I tell you, observe them.
Okay.
All right? It ain't happening. And probably that's the reason why the beaches are closed. And this is not a dumb phone call.
Okay.
All
I
right,
gotcha.
Sir.
I appreciate your attempt to rationalize it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, bro?
What's happening, man?
All is well. Hey, Vaughn, I want to ask you something, but just now to that lady just now. She should have told the government when they got that bogus whatever message they got that the PLP people was going downtown with all of those police. Couple of people downtown, you know, Vaughn. They downtown with machine guns. I sure you saw the videos.
Apparently.
And the big hot sun. I talk about burning hot sun.
No, it's not as hot downtown as it is on the beach. Apparently.
But anyway, Vaughn, what I really called to ask you, right? Okay, give me a second. Just give me a second to try to explain something. Okay, we didn't have any cases with this COVID-19. I mean, thank God for that. All right. Now, all of a sudden, right, that's just my conspiracy hypothetical theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, when we talk about these beaches and different things, especially in particular the beaches, all of a sudden, right, it has never been reported on the news, basically on, I get updates on a lot of things, it would surprise you, that there is nothing as being updated that Grand Bahama has received or found out that they have two new COVID-19 cases. Okay, now watch this now, boy. Why is it that today now, tomorrow, God's willing is Thursday, and Friday, God's willing is our independence. Why is it today that the prime minister does decide to say Grand Bahama has two cases? But these so-called two cases, right? No one. But let me say this to you, Mr. McCartney. I don't know how a lot of other people is just accept things, but let me tell you how I am. And I think a lot of people could share the same sentiments. I like to do my own investigation. I ain't just sit down and because I listen to Vaughn talk show every day, right, and listen to what Vaughn have to say. I can try my best to see what Vaughn is saying is making sense. So, people, if y'all decide to because that's the prime minister, and I know some gonna argue, oh, he's the doctor, he's the competent authority. Yeah, that's all good. But if y'all can sit down and just anything the prime minister says to y'all, and y'all have a simple thing we call a phone or a laptop, you could go Google and search for these things and believe everything he say, Vaughn, do your investigation on that. I ask you and your journalists. All right, especially Ms. Dames, who love to jump on certain things, jump on this. Because guess what? This can't, something ain't sound right. You ain't tell the people in the House of Assembly if these people travel anywhere. You ain't tell the people how old they are. You ain't tell the people nothing. It's just a conspiracy theory behaving people. And this ain't about no politics. This is about common sense. Think about it, Vaughn.
I gotcha. So here's the thing. I want more information about the COVID-19 positive patients, but if I'm going to say I don't believe that there are really two people who contracted COVID-19 on Grand Bahama, I'm going to have to say I don't believe any of the numbers that the Ministry of Health has released. So the Prime Minister is the Minister of Health. He has remit over that ministry. If he is reporting that there are two new cases on Grand Bahama, I'm going to have to accept that or accept none of what has been presented by the Ministry of Health so far. I will say this. I don't know that we've scoured the Bahamas and only found 104 cases. I think the number is actually higher. I think that we did ourselves a disservice by not testing more widely. We could have had a greater inkling of where the danger was. However, we don't seem to have had community spread to the point where hospitalizations have ramped up and shot up and all this other stuff like that. It's very distressing to hear the Prime Minister give the same reasonings for the lockdown and curfew that he gave in March today, because we're not in March today, right? Let's go phone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. All right. Let me do text messages because we got a lot of them already. Juan, the PM's behavior is nothing new for our leaders. They try to do something and the law prevents them. Then they make amendments or pass new laws that make doing what they want easier next time. That is actually how we got the Emergency Powers Act. Dictatorship is the logical conclusion. It says, Juan, I have dumb reason number one. As long as we talk about social distancing and wearing masks is an option, the PM knows he has you. If the virus is not here, we don't need any of the measures. Final thing, the PM is not on a power trip. He's in his comfort zone. Ruling by dictate is how we generally manage in the Bahamas. It is being controlled by the rule that is unnatural for us. There's a ton of messages. It says, I am afraid for this country, but angry. His presentation angers me. It says, okay, Juan, you started the show on point. I just said that was a garbage presentation. Well, he should fire his speechwriter. That's the first thing I'll do. I'll start there. Juan, they want the people to stay home, but they're cutting off their electricity. I thought the emergency orders protects people from such action. This government hates us. Juan, did you hear Minnis say he's in cruise control and say he can't wait to live good in his retirement home? Why is this guy so silly? When will he start working? It says, well, Juan, he's the Minister of Health, and immunization is down. Right. So this is your ministry. Where's Dwayne Sands? This is your ministry. And you can deal with COVID-19 and immunize children at the same time. So I think that speaks to you, really. Juan, I swear to you, and people think I'm joking when I say this, but Dr. Minnis has no idea what he's doing as Prime Minister. His decisions are irrational and lack logic. It's the definition of incompetence. Says, good day, Juan. Are you able to give some insight on who will actually qualify for the 13-week extension? Anyone who falls under the unemployment, they were just on the show for like an hour the other day. Anyone who falls under the unemployment, normal unemployment benefit program, who's still not working, anyone who's self-employed in the tourism sector who's still not working, and there's also other self-employed categories that fall under that. You can go to nib-bahamas.com, I think it is, and check it out. It says, the tourists came here for the beach. Now they want to close it. Why open the border then? Well, what I would have liked to have heard is that I'm sorry I opened the border and COVID came. That's what I've liked to heard. It says, how could you view some of our opinions as dumb, but apparently you think yours is the smartest? Well, mine is well thought out. So, yeah. That's why. Yours is not. Good day, Juan. For me, the fact that the PM saw fit to remind us that he's on cruise control when so many are facing difficult economic times is amazing. Yeah, I like all the chuckling, too. Only this one died. You know what I mean? Good day, Juan. For me, the fact that the PM saw fit to remind us that he's on cruise control when so many are facing difficult economic times is amazing. Then again, the minister responsible for NIB told Bahamians to calm down and exercise patience in regard to their benefits. This administration is out of touch. Says, Juan, the beach is being closed is okay with me, and I have no issues. The PM stated the medical reasons why it had to be done. He certainly did not. He said, this says, there's an old saying, before you're acting like a brat, wait for the reasons and then respond. I know you believe you have personal issues with Minnis. Minnis and I don't have any personal issue. If he was not prime minister, I really wouldn't care what he did one way or the other. This says, either that woman who called is a partisan F&M, or That's not nice. This says that lady's attitude is the same reason why people call Bahamians lazy and say we have bad work ethics. Child, I can't do my job. It's too hot. It says policing is their job. Everyone's hot, and they have to wear a uniform every day. The PM ain't thinking about the police. This says, one, I went in Super Value twice last week, and I thought I was in a fish market. The amount of people in there was ridiculous. If the government was serious about this virus, I would think they would be spot-checking these places. This says, is this the revolution? This is the revolution. It says, our police can't police the beaches, not with the numbers that go to the beaches on a holiday. Let me see. Help. Let's walk through this, Kermie. Walk through it with me. The police can't police the beaches because too many of them go there on a holiday. But the police can police Junkanoo just fine. The entirety of downtown and Shirley Street and beyond, the police can police perfectly fine with numbers of people that dwarf anything you would ever see on the beach. But the police can't police the beaches. Yeah? Just making sure I can line it all up. Maybe it's just that Junkanoo's just one huge area that's longer than every beach. I don't know. What's the logic? Help me out. Is that all the police there? No? Too much for them to police. The police can lock down the entire New Providence for 3 days at a time, one period for 5 days, but the police can't police the beaches with the numbers of people there. I got you. Fair enough. They can't do it. So then you can't. Right. I got you. Juan, tomorrow is Thursday. Trust me, the beaches will be crowded, seeing that they'll be closed from Friday and the weekend. Oh, boy. It says, police uniform is police uniform. This isn't the first summer. P.S. Only the cyclists wear the shorts, as police don't have shorts. What is she talking about? A1, we sell ourselves as sun, sand, and sea, and we can't regulate a beach? Like, seriously? I guess it's too big a problem to wrap our heads around. So the police are incapable of policing the beach on the holiday, but yet Paul Roll says the police will be patrolling the beaches on the holiday to make sure people don't go on the beach. Got it. Juan, I watched the PM in Parliament. At a time when we should be focused on economic recovery and ensuring that Bahamians have food on their plates, we have the Prime Minister attempting to justify why he closed the beach. I mean, just let that sink in for 5 seconds. This says, were there cases diagnosed yesterday? Were they hiding the information to protect tourism numbers? There's literally no reason for scaremongering. There can't be, because they opened the borders to thousands of tourists. If they opened the borders and didn't have a plan to take care of 1,000 new cases while the economy is open, they should all resign immediately, because with their bungled approach, we are headed for Brazil status. It says, and what Grand Bahama got to do with Nassau Beach? Ain't other islands was open while Nassau was closed because they weren't experiencing what we were? This dumbness has to stop. Well, from what he said today, you should lock down the beach on Grand Bahama then, and we should be fine, right? Juan, 7 more years, FNM. I mean, okay. Wow, so we are just content to be a police state. And tourists, if you love us, please don't crowd the beach. No citizens allowed. Just wow. Yeah, exactly. Someone said, didn't I say that? You open the border, COVID's going to come. COVID, you have to. If you open the border, your only plan could be the COVID coming, and we now have the capacity to manage it. We didn't before. We had 15 weeks or whatever it was. The only issue could be, well, look, the border open, the COVID coming. There's no way the border open to America and the COVID ain't coming. None. There's no way Bahamians are going to go away for 72 hours and magically escape COVID-19 in the most infected place on the planet. It's none. You got to know. If you open the border, the COVID's coming. And so your only issue could be the plan that you now have the capacity to deal with what you expect to see with the COVID. That's it. Says, how much is Doctors Hospital charging for the tests? I don't know. Good question. Says, one, that caller didn't make sense. They will give the official information on the 2 new cases, I am sure. Says, I agree with you. We have done a disservice by not doing more testing. I feel that there are more people walking around here with COVID. Says, Minister too busy yelling squirrel to hear us make noise. When I heard that some hotels are being sued for hundreds of thousands of dollars because the beach shut down, I haven't heard that here. It says the police have beach-appropriate uniforms that I see from time to time in Grand Bahama, or the same uniform they use to ride bicycles. Juan, the first caller, is obviously affected by the heat index. I've been in law enforcement for 2 decades, and several holidays we were posted on the beach for 8-hour shifts. I mean, there's a police station right at Arawak Key, and there's another one a stone's throw away, right, on East Bay. When does it turn into West Bay? After Nassau Street? It becomes West Bay Street? Yep. So that'll be East Bay. It says $244 for a test at Doctor's Hospital. That's a little rich for my blood. I think that's what they've appropriately cost in the States too. But that, if you think about it, if you're getting a family of four tested, that's $1,000. So it says Florida's just issued an emergency order. I think it's best we take precaution now rather than wait for a massive outbreak, which we cannot handle. A couple of weeks being locked down is better than having our health system crash. Then we'll complain about why they didn't take precaution. Just can't please these Israelites. You can please the Israelites. Here's what you could do, right? Florida just issued an emergency order. Yes? Why are tourists still allowed to come from Florida? Why is the border open if the cases are surging in the United States of America? You want the economy opened? You want the tourists to come? They are going to bring COVID. The beach party is far less a risk than leaving the borders open to Americans. I don't know how else to explain that to you. I love them. Love America. Love Americans. Right now, y'all got something going on. Y'all kind of got to deal with this ain't the time to come vacation. I get it. I get that people want to make the tourist dollars. But we could have closed the borders and left the domestic economy open. Why is the precaution not close the border? Why is the precaution close the beach? You tell me what's going on in Florida, but we let the people come here from Florida. You have to have a test within 7 days. What is the likelihood that you take a test on Monday? You go about your business, and by the time Friday knocks around, you're on a plane to the Bahamas, but you have not come into contact with COVID-19. It says the commissioner of police made some bold dictatorial narratives saying that a protest march, etc., will and shall not happen, as if he is God. What if the 30,000 go to Rawson Square? What can he do? He sounded ignorant because only God can say what shall, not a mere simple man. Good afternoon, Juan. The PM and his merry men have zero respect for the Bahamian people. How could he spend so much time fear-mongering instead of providing scientific evidence? Why do we constantly need to hear about what is happening elsewhere? Where are the facts about the Bahamas? Yeah, and I mean, that, like, he went full mode, right, into fear-mongering. No science to it. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what could happen from COVID-19. Okay, none of us knows what could happen. What are you saying? So you say that to say what? Yes, go to Kelly's, go to AID, but the beach is beach party, right? Says Juan, we need to take the blue and the gold out of the flag and only leave the black. Why are we doing that? Says, weren't you one of the people who called for the economy to open up? Now you complaining? Listen carefully to me. Listen carefully to me. I called for the economy to open up while the borders remain closed. So I know y'all like to do this shallow thought process with politics because y'all like to do it with the politicians. I'm no politician. I'm careful about what I'm talking about. I said the economy should be open while the borders remain closed. Opening up the economy does not mean that the tourists have to come right now. We have domestic tourism. We have our own domestic production issues. We would not be as robust in the collection of taxes if the borders were not open, but it ain't like millions of tourists came and shored up the reserves of the central bank. I said we should be open if we have flattened the curve and the borders remain closed. I never once told you to open up no borders, not once. And I challenge you to go find a program where I said that that is the course of action we should take. I understand why you open the borders, because you want the tourist dollars. However, just like you shifted the narrative to close the beach because of what you saw going on in Florida, that same data, that same medical scientific advice, research, that could have driven you to close the border back down. So you could have just as easily closed the border down as you closed the beach. This is one I found a loophole in the PM's order. He said we can't swim on the beach. He never said we can't swim in the lake or the canal. So lake party on Lake Cunningham on Friday. I said, boy, well, we have to pressure BPL not to have any power outages because they're now running us down for money and it's too hot for them to do any foolishness this weekend. The people will riot. I paid my BPL bill. I clown around like I don't want to pay. I paid my BPL bill because I know that that honeymoon wouldn't last forever. So I paid my BPL bill, even though I didn't want to pay it. Even though you tell me my consumption went up 25% one month over the next when the exact same conditions existed. But I paid it, right? Water and sewage. This is one. Everybody saying they're broke and need those tourist dollars so they open the borders to please the chronic complainers. Says McCartney, what the PM is doing makes no sense. In light of massive resurgence of COVID-19 in the U.S., it would have been best the PM had followed the lead of Atlantis and let the Bahamas remain closed to U.S. visitors until August or when the COVID-19 cases subsided in the U.S. The PM has put the Bahamas in serious danger. Side note, when the senior lady called you, I think she was trying to say the police aren't willing to police the beaches on foot in the hot sun wearing those heavy tactical combat gear. But McCartney, they don't need to wear all that gear. You know, why would you wear combat gear on patrol? Like on a beach patrol, or you know what I mean? I could see if you got imminent danger. When I can't believe what I'm hearing, some colleges are saying our freedom of movement should be restricted over the weekend because the police cannot monitor people on the beach. If police aren't capable of monitoring people, they need to fix their deficiencies. Paul Rose says they're perfectly capable. Let's take a call real quick. Then we gotta go to a break. Yep, it's break time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I have to say this now in reference to the Prime Minister being alarmed and concerned with the crowds on beaches in Florida. It's one of the things why he is a bit apprehensive now with closing our beaches down. But one, those same persons, how many of those persons who were on the beach in Florida can jump on a plane and come to the Bahamas?
All of them.
So that. To me, you know, we have to focus on what's going on in this country here. The police officers, they're not going to pass over with heat stroke. There are uniforms that they should wear to man the beaches. They should have an idea, and I'm sure that they do have an idea of the number of persons. They can give an estimate as to, over the years, how many persons patronize the beaches on holiday. So this is what they should do, and, you know, take precautions and have the manpower as to how they're going to, you know, with hiring lifeguards and bringing persons in who are with monitors to really, you know, to keep those numbers down on the beach. So I don't see any reason why this can't be done. And you know, I hope I read an article, I think in your paper, where there was a case in court of this man chopping his girlfriend in the head, right?
Okay.
And a lot of abuse is going on right now because people are feeling too confined. They're afraid to go in their yards after, but I guess it shouldn't be outside that late anyway. But the thing is, it's too hot. It's too hot. People want to go, and they look forward to taking their children out on the beaches. I you know, if he's going to do this for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, reopen on Monday, it makes no sense to me. But we have to just be very vigilant as far as to the airports and how they deal with it at the Ministry of Health. These same tourists that are on their beaches and can't go back right now, can come right here and spread this virus. Thanks, Vaughn.
No problem. I got you. And the fact of the matter is this, right? COVID-19 is not just magically going away. we could try to control the spread of it. I agree with that. Obviously, we don't want the health system to be overwhelmed. You don't want people who are vulnerable, who have comorbidities, which a lot of Bahamians, to get sick and die. However, we got to learn to be able to live with the fact that COVID-19 is here without totally limiting people's freedom to move about like they want, without limiting people's ability to make a living. So since we've opened up all these other sectors of the economy, then I don't see why, again, you got to lock down the beaches on the holiday weekend. You could just police it. And you should have some faith in that the majority of people will abide by the rules, and there will be those who don't. But again, that's why you have people to enforce the rules. This is how it should work. But that today was wild, wild stuff. Can I get this call in, or we got to? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I have just one or two quick points. First of all, it's very easy for persons who have a job to say, oh, don't open up don't do this, don't do that. Very, very easy. And if I'm not mistaken, the last time I looked around, there's almost close to 80,000 Bahamians that are unemployed right now.
I didn't have that number.
Huh?
I don't know where you got that number.
No, no. If you take about the fact that you have almost a 60% almost close to 60% of the persons who are in the tourism industry, and that's even those who are not even in the industry.
The National Insurance Board said they paid out over 60,000 unemployment benefit claims.
Sorry?
National Insurance Board said they paid out about 60,000 unemployment benefit claims.
Yeah.
But make your point for me.
Yeah, yeah. 60,000 unemployment, but basically, as I was starting to say, it's very easy for persons to say, don't do this and don't do that. We understand the health concerns and so forth. But if there was a support system that worked admirably for everyone, then we can do that. There are thousands of people that are falling through the cracks. You know what I say? Thousands of persons who are falling through the cracks.
I agree, yeah.
All right? And it's very, like I said, I understand both ends of the argument, but I'm one who, I'm employed. I'm self-employed. I have my own business. But I also feel for the persons who do not have a resource of income, who do not have any funds coming in, and persons who may not have been involved with the tourism industry that were unemployed before this thing took place. See, my thing about it is this. What the Prime Minister and those are doing, on one end, I understand. But when it comes to the issue with the beach and what's going on in the United States and so forth like that, you have to, and based on the fact that we can look at the United States when it comes to certain things, close down this and close down that. But our economy, because of the fact that we don't have the capital to support the kind of infrastructure like America can support their people, it's easy to say these things. Now, if we had that kind of money and we had that kind of will for people to do things, I'll stay home all day myself until this thing blow over.
I hear you. I mean, I think, again, I'm not totally on the side of shut the border, although I do wonder why it's still open to Americans. But also, I think if we're going to open up the border to Americans, we should have been in a place where we say that we expect more COVID-19 cases and we have the capacity to handle the fallout from that. So I take your point. You need the tourist dollars, right? But at the same time, we should have been prepared to a point where we are able to handle what will come with those tourist dollars, which is COVID-19. All right, we got to go to a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hurricane season runs until November 30th. The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas encourages homeowners to be prepared. Review your insurance coverage today. Check your policy limit. Is it enough to rebuild your home? Have you accounted for everything you own? and how much it's worth? Do you know the percentage of the hurricane or storm deductible in your policy? What disasters does your policy cover? For more information on how to prepare for hurricane season, visit www.icb.gov.bs.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
COVID-19 et voyage. Si ou gen plan pour voyager, rete informé sur conseil voyage qui a sorti dans le ministère Affaires étrangères. Assurez-vous que vous lavez les mains souvent et puis mettez disponible yon petite bouteille désinfectant et petite serviette désinfectant. Kembe distance avec moun ki ap tousé et esternye. Evite manyen zye ou, nen ou ak bouch ou. Sa ka ede proteje ou kont COVID-19 ak lot maladi respiratoire.
Mesaj sa rive jwenn nou grâce a Ministè Santé nan Bahamas ansanm ak Radio Guardian.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So great to have you with us. We are talking about the Prime Minister's performance in Parliament today. A lot of fear-mongering, a lot of nonsensical, a lot of illogical statements, a lot of hypotheticals, a lot of ifs, a lot of irrational stuff. The Prime Minister, and you can't tell me they don't listen to the talk shows and all this other stuff like that, because he was saying all the same commentators and institutions that are criticizing us now for this move would have said that we should have done X, Y, Z if things got bad. And so when anyone comes with that if and when thing, right, it's really a non-starter for an argument, because you could start any argument with an if. What if, right? What if this happens? What if that happens, right? Should I go out today? And should we go to the grocery store today? No. What if lightning strikes you? What if a truck runs over? You get hit by a bus? What if, you know, you mitigate these things. You plan around them. You don't just do what if and then, that's it. You know? So you can call me at 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316. And 325-4259, text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. Someone sent me a picture on Facebook with myself, Brave Davis, and Brent Simonet. And the caption says, "The three idiots who want the beach open during COVID-19. Is the beach not open today? I'm an idiot. Is the beach not open right now during the COVID-19 pandemic? Did I miss something? Also, you can't hurt my feelings with a meme. I'm so sorry. I've had people send me a picture of my face photoshopped onto a dog, right? So you don't get more disrespectful than that. And that didn't hurt my feelings. So there's nothing really you can do for fun. It just means I'm taking up space in your brain, which is fine with me. You know, I don't have to deal with that. You got to deal with your obsession with me to where you go create memes about it and you and your friends can say something. It's impressed that I'm in such esteemed company. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Got it right in?
Yes, ma'am. You're on air.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's Juan?
Yes, it is.
I was listening to Brentville Road just now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on air?
You are, ma'am. Yes.
Honey?
Yes, ma'am, you are. You may want to turn your radio down.
I was listening to Brunson Roll just now about the NIB. One, before this pandemic started, we've been having problem with the NIB. I don't know if you recall, there were times when you were out sick before this pandemic. National Insurance was taking some time out 6 months to pay you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is wrong. What other Caribbean country is happening? And you know how hard some Bahamians got to work, and then people end up being sick, not because of their occurrence. It could be other occurrence on the job that make them sick. But as a matter of fact, you're out sick. To take 6 months to pay somebody. That's wrong. Now, that's the situation now with the unemployed people from the hotels. There was a whole month, and I didn't give us a dollar. I worked for the hotel. Not $1.
You didn't get anything?
Not $1. Thank God I got a son in California because I am unemployed and my daughter's unemployed.
When was the last time you received payment from NIB?
Pardon me?
When was the last time you received payment from NIB?
We get a payment 2 weeks ago, and they proclaimed that they're going to give us one this week. But out of the 13 weeks, they are still owing hotel workers a whole 2 weeks' pay. And it seems like nobody want to come and be honest and say, when are we going to get paid or who entitled to pay us? It was what, when you call NIB, they had a story. When you call the other place where you employed, it was a story there. But finally, it seems like they got a story this week. They said they're going to pay us, but we're only waiting to see. But NIB got to do better. I applied for assistant to social service one from April the 6th. They just answered me 2 days ago, from April the 6th.
Wow. Did you get
Come
it?
Come on, man. This 2020, we got to do better in this country.
Yeah, and you're fortunate.
And then the state the people must be patient or whatever. See, he could set up because his pocket have money in it.
Right.
You can't set up an average person who can't feed their children.
Correct. Yep. And you're fortunate because you have someone who's helping you and a lot of people don't.
Yeah. Well, thank God I got a son in California. I put you on a voice. If I broke, I can pick up the phone and call him too.
Good. Excellent. All right.
I didn't just go to the hotel. I went there and I did something at least for one of my children.
No, that's excellent.
I was
excellent.
Able to put that one for you on the voice. They have to sing, single mama try.
Very good. You did well. All right. So,
yeah, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. They need to come together and do better, man. I don't care what kind of glitch and glamour they got going on to National Insurance. It shouldn't take you this long for these people to be paid.
Well, I'm going to keep monitoring National Insurance, so I am in contact with people over there. So I'm going to keep pressuring them and letting them know.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See, she put a whole child through university, a whole human through university working at the hotel. You can change your life working at the hotel. You know what I mean? People have done it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right. Thank God for you for life.
All right.
Now, hey, Mr. McCartney?
Yes, sir.
As long as we're born this world, we're going to die. Now, if the COVID-19 don't take us out, something else going to take us out. Because you check the bills on Thursday, you see young and old people die.
Yeah.
Even babies.
Yeah.
So the main thing is to be ready to die. Be born, you're going to die. You know how to button that.
Correct, yes.
That's the safety.
All right. He's right. I mean, you will. If you do nothing else after today, you will eventually die, right? But I want to prevent that for as long as possible. It says, morning, you can know the FNM. They will never agree that the PM is doing wrong, and that's why we are where we are today. Seriously? It says, no, tell that person, get it right. I always listen to your show every day, and you never said that about opening up the borders. Yeah, so tell them, sit small. Nope, I never did. It says, Juan, to address the caller before the news break, who said, because we are not structured to support ourselves, we have to depend on tourism. This is exactly what Pinley was trying to avoid when he laid out the guidelines for the Bahamas to support themselves for the future, regardless of which party was in power, and that's just a fact, nothing political about it. We chose to sell ourselves to every foreigner. That comes with the green. Well, as I said, says Juan, I don't know if you can read this on air, but I take personal responsibility for the police wearing tactical gear on the beach. They were patrolling, and they thought I was concealing a rifle in my Speedos. Sure,
I'll read it on here. It says, Juan, I have dumb reason number one. As long as we talk about social distancing and wearing masks as an option, the PM knows he has you. If the virus is not here, we don't need any of the measures. Also, the PM's not on a power trip. He's in his comfort zone. I think I read that one before. Juan, we gave these politicians over 40 years to get this country on track, but the PM gives the people 3 days to put the country on track. Wow. Hello. This says, Juan, simple solution, tell Dr. Minnis just to allow everyone to come to his house and use his pool this holiday weekend. He got a nice pool, too, over there. Big old pool. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon.
Yes, Chapter 3, Article 29, Paragraph 4, a proclamation of emergency shall, unless it is sooner revoked by the Governor General, cease to be enforced at the expiration of a period of 14 days beginning on the date on which it was made or such longer period. See, that's the case right there with the Constitution giving them. Mm-hmm. Such longer period as may be provided under paragraph 5 of this article. But without prejudice to the making of another proclamation. You see?
Yeah.
You see, this is where they're holding us. But without prejudice to the making of another proclamation of emergency at or before the end of that period. Now, paragraph 5 says, if at any time while a proclamation of emergency is enforced, including any time while it is enforced by virtue of the provisions of this paragraph, a resolution is passed by both houses. Now, approving its continuance.
I'm really clear on what the Constitution says, Amos. Do you have a point on
it? That's the key word. The key word there is its continuance. But this is where I'm going. What I want the people to understand is how far it could go, the period. That's what I am, where I'm leading them, you see? By each parliament approving its
All righty. So, this, good day, Juan. Some of our people are getting like the Jews, and you see what God did with them. You can't have your cake and eat it too. I'm not very certain I know what that means. It says, it is really time to take a cold, hard look at the statistics related to COVID. It's obvious once stated in print, but cases are not deaths. To help relieve stress from the Bahamian people, these numbers need to be put into perspective. It is understood we do not want to overwhelm our healthcare system, and we should act responsibly. But the people's state of mind and the ability to support their families are paramount. Juan, don't let them people on social media get to you. People will talk about you till the day you die, and even after you die, they still will talk about you. Keep up the good work. Hey, thanks. I don't let it get to me. It says, my spouse has yet to get the first payment, this going back to March, and I is a Ponzi scheme. This says, the Prime Minister is making an economic Armageddon decision based on 2,500 tests. Infection rate is now at 4%, according to their numbers. I think it's obvious the numbers are higher, but not as deadly as they'd like us to believe. Says, good day, Juan. Let's not worry about COVID-19. It's not real. It's about something else. Money. That's why the borders are open and we're being punished. Look up Dr. Richard Buttar. Before it's too late, our children are depending on us. Richard Buttar. All right. I'll check it out. This says, just from Florida, that COVID is really glad to be back home for our independence. Says, I hope these employers pay NIB. This COVID brought up the real truth. Pay NIB employer. Says, I've been paying NIB for 15 years, never one claim. My wife has emailed the new email 3 times and not yet an answer yet, and not $1. Why should I pay more now on the ceiling increase when I'm still waiting on my money? It's a good question. It's about time we jail these criminals. What criminals? Hey, Juan, doesn't it seem a bit fishy that he announced the closure of the beaches one day and two new cases popped up the next day? It don't look too good, I can tell you that. It says if we must open borders, we can limit it to only countries that have COVID-19 under control. I'm with you. It says, what a crock of political gobbledygook the most honorable rambled on with in the House of Assembly today. I don't think that even he believes his nonsensical utterances. Well, what I found interesting is that he said that they have successfully contact traced every COVID-19 patient. So, to that extent, how did the first COVID-19 patient get it? We never understood that. So we don't know who patient zero is. So it's still, after all these months, there's still stuff that's not clear to us. Says, Juan, why you do Amos like that? Me, he hung up. He hung. You ain't cut him, right? I didn't cut him. I mean, now, I don't need Amos to run through the Constitution with me once again, but, you know. Boy, Juan, we have to pressure BPL to not have any power outages because they're now running us down for money. It's too hot for them to do any foolishness this weekend. The people will riot. Oh, I think you sent that to me before. It says, I guess if the borders were still closed, the Mexicans at Baker's Bay would not have been able to come in. I now get it. This has nothing to do with our safety. Juan, we take the gold and blue out the flag because we have no more sand or sea, just people. Now, if I were a lunatic, right? Not a lunatic. If I were very conspiratorial, right? If I was a conspiracy theorist hardcore, I would say that the closure of the beaches and the parks was to distract from the Baker's Bay talk. But I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just noticing that that coincided with a lot of uproar about Baker's Bay. And suddenly, nobody's talking about Baker's Bay. Not that I want to talk about it all day, but it's interesting, that development. Yep. This says, good afternoon, Juan. Anyone believe the police can't police the beaches will buy 2 acres of land at the public dump? Juan, the obedient often consider themselves virtuous when in fact they're just cowardly. Interesting. Juan, I got a headache this morning from them banging on the desk in the House of Assembly. And they were just so self-congratulatory, too. What we did, right? Did you do something special, right? Was the Bahamas the only country that closed the borders? Was the Bahamas the only country that had curfews? The Bahamas is one of the only countries that did hardcore, one of the only countries in the region that did such hardcore lockdowns. Barbados had some crazy stuff going on. Jamaica didn't do a nationwide lockdowns. They just locked down a couple areas where there was spread. The Bahamas was one of the only countries that stopped its citizens from returning home during the pandemic. We were one of the only countries that did that. So to the extent that they're crowing about how successful they've been as if they've have implemented some sort of genius really doesn't make any sense to me. All right? The countries that took measures that were recommended by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control had some success, right? But there are countries that did things that were allowed them to be even more successful, such as Cayman. Right, with the acquiring the test, Cayman has tested over 1/3, I believe, of its population now, and has had numbers similar to ours, although their population is smaller than ours, right? So I don't know that we've done anything brilliant here. I think that we took measures that were punitive, that didn't make sense. For instance, law offices couldn't open, and the courts had to shutter, and they couldn't do the virtual stuff for a matter of weeks. Basic supplies like hardware and all these other stuff, they were shut down for months on end. So, you know, I don't get the self-congratulation. I think the social distancing and the mask wearing
So they tell me that works, so we could continue doing that. But I don't know that we have a need to lock down and continue implementing a curfew. Minnis says that the young people party between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., and so that's why the curfew. But the young people aren't just going to go, well, shucks, I can't party now. They're just going to party during the hours that you allow them to. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. You know, I listen to the Prime Minister and trying to justify his decision to close the beaches for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with that announcement, you're going to find that people are going to go to the beach en masse.
Earlier.
Earlier.
All right.
I mean, you know, and after the fact. Does he have any fear of the surge in numbers because of that?
So the beach is going to be open next weekend, right?
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I don't understand. You know, this the you know, he is just fear-mongering out there. And, you know, it's proven that if you throw these things out to the public, they respond in a particular way. And so that's what he's doing, you know, and they're patting themselves on the back that we're doing all of these fantastic things to safeguard you and keep you in, you know, the country safe.
Right.
But in fact, the protocols for what happens with COVID and what nations should follow is not something that Minnis or his government decides to do.
Can't tell him that.
You can't tell him, but they're trying to make people believe that they are doing this great job. But when you listen to his presentation today, I mean, it's so fraught with just running on and, you know, nonsense. You tell me a prime minister will go to the House of Assembly to talk about something.
Swimming in Big Pond. Back in the day in the oily water, they swam in Big Pond. Like, it has no relevance whatsoever.
You're just rambling on. I mean, you know, I mean, what you think people are going to tune in to listen to that?
What it does is it
expect that from a prime minister.
You lose legitimacy when you start doing that. Like, really, he should have been expressing, listen, here's what we're dealing with the economic fallout, XYZ. He really has no medical rationale for closing the beaches, so I just wouldn't even ran on with that. And I would have tried to explain to people where we are in the process of recovery, et cetera. He could have given an update on tourist numbers. He could have given an update on a more clear update as far as the Minister of Health on our capacity to deal with another COVID-19 outbreak, but he chose to do none of that.
Yeah,
I talked about infections and babies going blind and stuff. It's nonsense.
it was so laughable. I mean, you know, it was listening to that. I mean, you know, I made it a point to listen to him. And after, you know, hearing it, I said, no, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, you're not inspired by any sort of confidence either. So then he gets up during the resolution and starts talking about what a bad job Brave Davis would have been. Like, but this ain't the time for that.
But who knows what kind of a job any opposition or Brave Davis, anybody would have done.
Exactly. What does it even matter?
You know, you're in the chair.
Right. You're the prime minister. You're the competent authority. What do we care what hypothetically Brave Davis and the PLP would have done? What does it matter at all?
You know, these Trump-like type things, you know, I don't like them. You know, when you insult the intelligence of people.
Right. Yes.
You know, people elect, this prime minister was elected. And people are saying, okay, you're responsible for these things, and we're looking to you to do these things. And when you look to them, you're not seeing what it is your expectations are.
Exactly.
And that's where this disappointment comes in. And don't tell me, you know, I don't like to hear the argument when it says, oh, you know, this other one won't be any better. So what does that mean? I'm supposed to stay with you because the other one won't be better because you said it?
No, see, I don't, and to me, that don't move me. I don't look at, well, what the options are. No, I look at you. What job you doing? Because I rating you on your performance.
Yeah.
So I don't worry about how someone else might perform or could perform. I'm looking at you. You were the one who was given this job.
I listened to one of your earlier callers try to justify how the police cannot police the beaches and the parks because of these hot outfit that they would be wearing.
Yeah.
And the heat out there. And I say to myself, well, I mean, I'm wondering if people listen to themselves and say, you know what, am I making a complete fool of myself to go out with these kind of comments and statements?
I think what people are doing is they're trying to justify the decisions that the prime minister is making because they want to believe that he's making sensible decisions in the best interest of the Bahamian people. But I don't just give you the benefit of the doubt. I examine the decision you make. And to me, I can't, I'm not going to struggle to make sense of it. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense.
But at the end of the day, in trying to justify something that is unjustifiable, you're making yourself out to be a fool.
Yeah. I mean, I would just leave it alone if I can't make sense of it, right? So that's what I would just be like, okay, well, I can't make sense of it, but I'm going to stay home, and that's it, right? So, but thank you, sir.
Yeah.
For calling. Appreciate you. All right. We got to go to the text line, so let's do that. You can call us also at 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259, 325-4259. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, what?
Hey, what's happening?
What are you saying,
man? Right here, what's going on?
Listen, man, they got you. They got you as the head of the Trinity, man.
I know, right? I'm like, I didn't know. I was up there like that. I don't know when I speak. You know what I mean?
but the thing about it is, right? Like the previous caller stated, it's like I don't understand how people like. What logic are you using when you try to defend what is being done and what is being said? Because, okay, the whole thing with the police being on the beach and all this stuff like that, right? Yesterday I called and I suggested, okay, why don't we train citizens to be lifeguards and also law enforcement? You know, you could go ahead and build shaded areas for these people to be on the patrol of the beaches. Like, and the thing about it is, it's the simplest solutions. Like, you can't fathom within your pea brain that, okay, this is how we can navigate it. Like I even heard somebody said to me on Facebook, well, how do you go ahead and pay these civilians? My thing is, if we could find everything to borrow money for, and we still see hardly anything done in the country from all these billions being borrowed, I'm sure we could find a couple of dollars to pay citizens to enforce the rules and the laws on the beach. Like, how hard is it?
It ain't hard at all. You could do the police. You ain't going to go find nobody. The police right there.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and what about the reserve police? We got police reserve. What are they being used for?
They need to
anyway,
go.
Ron, the saga continues.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I mean, to me, it wasn't that complicated. You know what I mean? If I was prime minister, which I'm clearly not, I would have said, look, there ain't going to be no beach party on this holiday weekend. You can go to the beach, but the police will be there. We going to break up your party if it's more than a couple of y'all at a time, and that's just what it is. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day to you, and of course, to the Universe One.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday, my brother.
I feel good about it.
How old are you today?
I can tell you that when I see you.
I won't play this number, but anyway.
Anyhow, my reason for calling, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my main reason for calling. Just a lot of people listen to you.
Thanks.
All over the world.
Well, thanks.
All kind of people. You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha. Thank you.
The radio is a point of communication. Just like how all type of people listen to you, all type of people calls the radio station.
Yep.
And you are the host of the station and the guys, the people that answer the phone. What do you call them again?
Board operators or producers?
Producers, yeah. Right. You all got to have a meeting. You all should have a meeting whereby to make people understand that, you know, the staff understand that every person count one. And when you're going to insult them, other people looking at that, you know what I'm saying? And that, you know, that degrading people, not only degrading people, it's degrading the radio station because the same people are going to say, well, you don't care about people or you don't know to communicate to people.
But I'm unclear what you're speaking about. Like, what happened?
About... You know, when people going to slam down the phone on people and think they're talking foolishness. If you think they're talking foolishness, just say to them, make the point. Because like I've said, other people listening to you, you know, and when you could do that, whosoever does that, the people that listens to you are going to see the immaturity, and it's not building a nation. It's not building a people.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Everybody counts one. And being a communicator, you are able or should be able, or your producer, you know, should be able to see what a person's saying or help a person. Don't just slam down the phone on them. That's not decent.
Okay, I hear you.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. I am unclear as to what you're referring to. I'm very rarely irritated enough to just tell someone they're talking foolishness, but I won't say that'll never happen, because if you are indeed talking foolishness, I don't feel any way about telling you. This says, good afternoon and blessings, Juan. My respect to the lady's views concerning officers on the beaches. She's way out in left field, somewhere out of reality. There was a time when the beach wardens performed such duties until they became extinct. Yeah, I thought Hannah Martin was supposed to redo the beach wardens back in the day. Remember after all the jet ski complaints? Did that ever happen? No? All right. This says, I'm sorry, there's a lot of text. It says, Juan, the border is open because the government refuses to change its tax base. Almost 50% of our budget tax revenues come from consumption. They need to stop protecting the wealthy from paying a fair share of taxes. Well, you heard Peter Turnquist was in here, and he said he ain't fooling with that right up and now. So, you know, says Brent, make sure to clear the air about the beach closure. He ain't talking to the PM. Juan, where do I go to see how big the PM's pool is? Because seems like everybody knows how big it is, except for me. I only know how big it is, at least where he lives. I only know how big it is because we've interviewed him many times. Me and the PM used to be like this, right? Coup d'etat, right? When he was Minister of Health. But when he assumed his role as leader of the opposition, he came under a different level of scrutiny. And he didn't like that I scrutinized him that closely and in that way, and probably so bluntly and directly. And so now I'm not his favorite person, but it's all good. You know what I mean? I still got love for him. I just don't think that he's been doing a bang-up job as prime minister in every instance, and I'm not afraid to say that. So it is what it is. But his pool is humongous, yes. All right. So, I mean, real big. Like, you know. And congratulations to him for that. He's achieved a lot, right? Juan, everyone was saying they broke and they need those tourist dollars, so they opened the borders to please the chronic complainers. Okay. Afternoon, my thinking twin. As Bahamians, we're in trouble and being taken advantage of by a PM who's drunk with power. Why are we not getting data related to the Bahamas? There was all the noise about the gathering of the fish fry. How many new cases out of that gathering? Personally, there's no need for the current emergency orders. I need the commissioner of police to show me the law that says I can't have a peaceful protest. The Bahamian is fast becoming a military state. Yep. It says, yes, we do know patient zero traveled to Trinidad and the U.S. Was that patient zero or was that patient one? Right? So the first case we had, they didn't say that patient traveled to Trinidad and the U.S. They said that family members, that was reported that family members of, and I'm not sure if health reported or we gathered reports from elsewhere, that family members of that person traveled to Trinidad and the U.S. So we don't know if that was a case where someone else traveled and they brought it here, or if that person traveled and they contracted it, because I'm pretty sure, I'd have to go back in time, but I'm pretty sure they were saying that the first case did not have a history of travel. So we would like to know who patient zero is, the person who infected the first case. You understand? Or the location where the infection came from, because COVID-19 obviously did not start in the Bahamas. It had to have been brought here somehow. People carry it. But now the WHO is saying, or the CDC is saying, it could live in the air for up to 3 hours. It's, well, no, sorry. Let me correct that. There are 200 and I think 90-something scientists. I think that's the number. There are over 200 scientists who wrote a letter to the World Health Organization stating what they believe is the case with the virus being able to linger on small particles in the air in closed rooms for up to 3 hours. And they urged the World Health Organization to change its guidance that it's usually only possible after medical procedures that the virus can be aerosolized, for lack of a better word. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McGovern, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
I'm not too great, right? It's strange, right? Do you realize we had no case of coronavirus until today, right? You and us today, after all the hullabaloo about not going to the beaches, the Prime Minister said, we have two more cases?
Well, it would be impossible for me not to notice that.
Pardon me? And then, Mr. McCartney, did you realize the Bahamas government gave the whole arrest code down to $12 million feeding budget, right? And people still going hungry? Mr. Davis spoke about how a gentleman came to him yesterday in Parliament. He just announced to him, gentleman spoke to Frankie Campbell. Frankie Campbell turned him on to Michael Foulkes. Michael Foulkes tell the man he had to fill out the form. I mean, you think it makes sense, Mr. McCartney?
I mean, you don't have to explain to me that anybody's going hungry. People come to me all the time.
I know, I mean, to tell you the truth, you started off with the vouchers and stuff. I mean, but you think it make any sense for people who are hungry to be given government, personal information? You think it makes sense?
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense. I think that you should have easy access to get food.
And then last thing but least, I mean, Mr. McCartney, did you realize when this lockdown, people in Old Fort Bay, Lightfoot Key, Old East, he had no barricades?
What do you mean? Oh, the beaches?
Pardon me?
What do you mean they didn't have any barricades?
I'm trying to say, I'm an essential worker. During my time, working. After you pass, like Bahama, right? Bahama?
Mm-hmm.
There were no barricades, Old West, no barricades. There were no barricades on Eastern Road. I mean, truthfully speaking. So I'm trying to say, those people out there were roaming the street left and right. You ever anybody from Old East or West get locked up for breaking curfew?
Yeah, West, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Middle West. I mean, Deep West. To make a long story short, what I'm trying to say, this law was basically for people in the inner city, okay? Nothing more.
Right, I gotcha. Numerous people from out west were arrested for breaking curfew. Now, the fact of the matter is this. The social issues at play, the socioeconomic issues at play, are different throughout the Bahamas. And that's why there should have been more discretion with the emergency order. So, for instance, out west, you were less likely to have homeless people. You are less likely to have people who are vagrant on the street, right? So in the inner city, you are more likely to have that. Out west, you are, in fact, I could not locate many for you, but you are less likely to have outdoor pumps, right? In the inner city, you have outdoor pumps because you have a lack of running water in homes. So there should have been considerations for people to say, if you're going to get water from the pump, et cetera, you should be able to do that. It should have been a consideration to say, if you are homeless, and I know you are homeless, if you are mentally challenged and you are a person who wanders the street, I will try to find you shelter, but I understand if you need to be in your car sleeping or if you're sleeping in an abandoned building, I will try to understand it. The fact that we have people who have to sleep in abandoned buildings and sleep in cars really speaks to who we are as a nation. I'm not saying that no nation has it, but I think that that's something that we should more aggressively address. But that's perhaps a discussion for another show. So I would agree with you that the emergency orders disproportionately affected people in the inner city and people who were on the lower income, were on the lower scale, were on the lower end of the economic spectrum. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's they want?
Right here, man. What's going on?
Hey, Brother McCartney. Listen to my ask or something, right? Because mm-hmm. these people really believe we are some idiots, you know. You listen to the prime minister, not the second speech, the one with the...
I listened to all of it.
First one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You listen to him?
I did, yes.
You, yeah, he, make it seem like the corona now, there's a different set of corona.
Well, he talked about
it. I'm threatening you now with all these diseases, which you're going to pick up if you get this corona because of the independence holiday.
Yeah.
You listen to that?
I'm trying to figure out if it's like that, then why not lock the whole shebang down? Right?
That's what
if
I'm saying.
Right? If it's this thing where you're unsure and the world's going to fall apart and all the children are going to go blind.
Exactly.
Then
right.
What
you
do we
end up with this kind of disease, this year, all them diseases coming back at you. Nah, what I want, final, right, Mr. McCartney? Because see, they really believe we are some idiots, you know. How come they couldn't tell us this when they did the first set of lockdown that this what this thing that do to you?
Right. Well, they're learning more about it, but they don't see. You got to come with some conclusive stuff. You just can't come with this wild. We don't know what it could do. It could cause aneurysms and high blood pressure. We don't. You know, come on. Like when you know, then tell me. Right.
But.
Or you're very certain.
This is my last statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Brent Simonet?
I did not catch Brent Simonet.
Okay, well, he said something very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was in a nose assembly when Prime Minister made the statement but locking down the beaches in the back.
Oh, you mean in the
but
story
he said
today?
This morning on the news.
Yeah, I did read that.
That's something he will have to question when he do his contribution.
I'm really
but
looking forward to that.
He don't see no reason why we should lock down the beaches and the parks just because of what? Because of what he think gone wrong in America? And other parts of that. And I said, we are not a part of that. This is what Brent Simonet said. So he said he will make his contribution and it wouldn't be on this place getting locked down anything. But I seriously believe when they get step out of the cabinet, the cabinet, they have liberty to really share their heart. Because I listen to the rest of them chokers in there. They ain't serious at all. They don't care about the Bahamas. They don't care about the Bahamian people. Anyhow, you have a blessed one, my brother.
I thank you, my brother.
Yeah.
I'm really, I am concerned. And I'm going to speak with my brother, Jeff Lloyd, and ask him, really and truly, like, why? Why are we still doing this? Like, what is the point here? What is the end game? Like, why are we going through this? And, Jeff's not going to lie to me, so I'm going to find out. I don't know if I'm going to share that with everybody, but I will speak to him about it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing, bro?
Hey, how's it going, man?
How are you going, man? Good afternoon to the nation. I was too listening to the Prime Minister this morning in Parliament.
You weren't blown away? Shocker.
Man, I was hoping he would have made some sense, Juan. In all honesty, I'm more disappointed after listening to him than I was with all the other crap that he was talking from his seat in Parliament.
And
this guy came in Parliament acting like he didn't just give the order for the country to open up to the epicenter of COVID-19 spread and contraction on the planet.
Right. If COVID-19 pops up again, that's on you. That ain't on us.
He is the one who created the environment for the spread to take over our country. He is the one who hasn't built more capacity in our country to handle a breakout of COVID-19 in our country. He is the one fired recently or by way of not renewing their contracts, doctors, and that's the next thing, one. He's in Parliament talking garbage about hiring 35 doctors, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he just let go. What? How many doctors is it, Juan?
I'm not sure. 12
or more doctors?
Doctors and interns, yeah.
Interns just recently, after their one-year contract. So I imagine the exact same thing is going to happen to this crop of 35, which is about three times the amount of doctors that would be let go in another year or so. This Prime Minister, he reminds me, Juan, of a hustler, in all honesty. With all due respect to the office, I don't like the way he communicates to the Bahamian people. He does not provide sound basis. He is not taking any kind of precautions as it relates to the health of the Bahamian people, but yet still he goes in Parliament and acts as though he's the savior of the country. He's the one who shut down the country, created a problem with finances in the country in the first place. was late to the table with providing the protocols for opening up the country, and still is late to the country with providing protocols for the entire country. But yesterday he's in Parliament acting as though he's doing us such a great favor. He's the one who was late with providing support to NIB at the level that people required without all of the red tape so that Bahamians could get the assistance that we need. He's the one who was late with providing support through social services without all of the red tape so that Bahamians could get the timely access to social assistance that they need. But he's in Parliament acting as though he's doing us such a great thing. I don't understand this. Not how could people sit in Parliament and stomach that? I do not know, Juan. It makes no sense. I hope he calls the election tonight. Thank you, Juan. God bless.
Mm-hmm. He's going to call the election tonight, Anton. That's exactly what he's going to do. Says, good day, Juan. COVID is very civilized. It attacks you on the beach and not the pool. It only gets you at the door of restaurants, but not when you're at the table eating. It comes out after 10 p.m. and leaves at 5 a.m., walks through fire and lasts in air for days, and is afraid of mass people. You know, something ain't right, right? You know what I think they should do? I think they should build everything out of what they built the House of Assembly out of and the Senate out of, and that way there would be no need for social distancing or everyone wearing masks, because there is no social distancing taking place in the House of Assembly any longer. They are not all wearing masks. Some of them are wearing masks. They are wearing them improperly. House and Moutrie is wearing the mask under his nose. So clearly, if it's Parliament and whatever they built the House of Assembly out of, COVID-19 can't live there. So we should just build everything out of what they built the House of Assembly out of, whatever special material it was, and then we wouldn't need the mask or the social distancing. You got to follow your own rules, man. Now, I'm not saying wear the mask when you're speaking. I'm saying social distance, at least in the House of Assembly, if that's what you're saying, all us need to do are our weddings and the funerals and family gatherings, then you should follow suit. Listen, I can't take your calls or any of your thanks. The sound of Antoine's voice, right, does something to people. Like, and before he's through, like his first sentence, I get like 15 texts. It says asbestos. I know what they built it out of. Clearly it's something potent that COVID-19 can't stomach because they don't need to social distance. I'll say this before I go, and I can't get to all your stuff. I kid a lot, right? But this is serious business, right? And we want to run a country in a focused and serious manner, right? That makes sense and that's logical and that anyone can take a look at and goes, well, I understand X, Y, Z. This makes sense. B follows from A. C follows from B. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to do this in a serious manner. And when you get up there and you talk nonsense and you ramble and you fearmonger, I start to not take it so seriously. So on the one hand, you're trying to tell us that there's this apocalyptic thing that's going to cause you all kind of problems and dementia in 10 years and all this other stuff, and we don't know. And on the other hand, you're making decisions that don't make sense, right? So you're so afraid of it, but yet you open up the border to the epicenter of it. And so, again, we want to be serious about how we govern the country. We want to be sensible about it. You can make all the memes you want. Remember, at the end of the day, I have abs, so it's fine. But we got to be very vigilant about what we're doing, or else we're just making it up as we go. And that's no way to run a country. All right? We got to get out of here. Lang's up next. BPL mass disconnection, we're going to talk about that some tomorrow. I wouldn't call it a mass disconnection, but BPL is tripping. All right? People ain't got that kind of money out here. In any event, we got to go. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.